You know what? We just played them 2 weeks ago, and I like the way they play. I really like the way they play. They got a team with speed, skill, and they're smart. And when you watch them play, we're gonna have to be sharp. They're gonna test some areas in our game. We're gonna have to be on top of our game. They got a good team.
How many players have you faced this year that are better than John Tavares?
Not many. He's playing well. Very driven. You can really see the will that he wants to succeed with. Yeah, I like him a lot. Like, I remember his first year. Oh, his first year was good, but where he's come from his first year to now, it's really, really impressive.
He couldn't skate when he got the
National. Pardon?
He didn't skate very well.
No, he didn't skate very well for the NHL, and that might have been a question mark, but watch him tomorrow. Skating's not an issue. He's done a really good job. He, you know, and he deserves all the credit. He's a hard-working guy. It's just maintenance. Just to see who's, you know, it's all about the game. You know, trying to get ready for the game.
After that win last night, do you feel like, I mean, are you more? You are, I guess, technically more in control of your destiny. Does it feel like that now?
Not really, because we're focusing more on just what's in front of us. I mean, if from your standpoint, I could see how you would look at it that way, but I don't think we look at it that way. We've been down that road with 16 or so games to go. We've been kind of plowing along. We hit that bump there that we didn't know if we would recover from it. That was a real big part where you didn't know how that would unfold. So it looks like it's unfolding pretty good, but it hasn't really changed. You got to win, and we got to win. And we've got some big games. Like, you look at, now we're coming down this stretch, and you've got the Islanders, and then you're going to eventually have another opponent that we know that's going to be important. But we're just focusing on the next opponent. So.
For the practice like today's, are you trying to reinforce certain elements of the game, or is it more an exercise just to get everyone together and keep everybody
focused? Probably both. Some things I wanted to do. It wasn't a real taxing day, but we don't have a pregame skate tomorrow, so try to get ourselves in the right place mentally and physically, do some things, but there's a purpose. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I just wondered, like, it looked like you were doing some things to kind of reinforce aspects of the break.
Yeah.
Ways of entering the zone, and I wondered if that was specifically as things that were not there last night, or if it was just.
Yeah. The combination of that and the Islanders, some of the things we might want to see, and so we're getting ourselves focused. You know, that's how you do it.
What was behind the juggling of the defense pairings last night, and is it going to be a permanent thing, or are you just kind of
the D pairs? Well, they're run by Charlie, you know. But I sometimes have input on the D pairs, and I think when you coach, you do things to help you win. That's what you do. I juggle lines. I juggle people. I take some in, some out. You do things for the, just the only reason it is to help you win, whatever that means. You know.
I figured so, but I guess I was just wondering if you didn't like, because, you know, you've won five games in a row. I just found it maybe an odd time to switch it up a bit.
Not really. Not for me. It's the same thing with your philosophy, or my philosophy on, do you keep the lineup the same because you're winning? Not really. People might think that, but if I feel that we would win against the Islanders with three new players, then if I have three players that I think could help us win, I'll put them in, you know. So it's the same thing. You do the same things for the same results. You're looking to try to get the same result. How you get there doesn't matter. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. They're fine.
Yeah.
They're fine. Depends on how they play. Depends on how each guy plays and how they play as a group. It's the same with lines. Like, you know, how's Little and Ladd and Wheeler? Well, some nights two are going, some nights three, some nights one. So some nights, you know, you know, that's not a great example because they've been together almost all year. But with some other guys, you juggle people in and out, you know. You do what you have to do. And sometimes you're not sure how it's going to work out. So you got to follow it. You got to watch it. Well, it's way different.
Yeah.
I mean, the National Hockey League?
Yeah.
Compared to it's different in every league. It's different in every league. There's a lot to learn in every league, but it's way different. It's way different in every league. It's not even the same. Coaching is coaching, but there's way more. There's just way different. It's way different. Like, you coach the players and same things, and it's always about the same thing. It's about people, but it's quite a bit more different. Like in the American League, for example, the American League was a weekend league. The priorities in the American League are not necessarily not only to win, it's also development. You got a 200-day block. Development's important, and winning's a byproduct of developing. In the National League, it's about winning. You know, but that's changing also because there's young players coming in, and you got to teach those young players. You can't assume that they all know everything at 19 or 20 or 21 or 22, you know. And if they haven't been with your farm team, you're not sure what they know. So you can't just assume because they're good players that they know the details of the game. So you have to teach here too, but their emphasis is winning.